News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Now, Moderna has asked the EU for approval to use its vaccine in children aged 12 to 17. For more on this and to find out more, we're joined by Liam Fanning, who's Professor of Immunovirology at UCC. Good morning, Professor Fanning.
Morning, Mark.
First question, are Moderna going to get approval or do you foresee any problems?
I don't foresee any problems. No, I think this will be approved, much as it was for Pfizer for the 12 to 15-year-olds.
Okay, now what are the questions that we need to be asking and answering, indeed, when it comes to vaccines being given to children?
Well, I suppose the first question, of course, is are there any specific concerns regarding safety? And the EMA will address these. And from what we've seen to date with the Canadian approval for Moderna and Pfizer is that the side effects are similar to adults. In other words, you know, slight sore arm. Most people kind of can get on with their daily lives then after the vaccination.
Yeah, all the evidence would suggest that it's very unlikely that children are going to get sick if they become infected. So is it really necessary to be jabbing our children?
Well, I suppose, you know, there's two aspects of this. One is the fewer people that are infected in the country reduces the chances of any variant concern arising. And also then you're reaching this target of herd immunity so that by protecting and vaccinating individuals, you're preventing, you know, this virus from continuing to spread. There is a slight precedent for this as well. We do it for flu as well, you know what I mean? Recommend for children in order to kind of protect others from picking up flu and reducing the amount of flu in the population. So from that perspective, it's a very good public health strategy.
Okay, and look, of course, self-interest rules in these matters, and we want to get as many jabbed and covered and get that herd immunity as quickly as we possibly can. But there's politics involved in this too, Liam, on a macro level. Why give the vaccine to healthy European children? Why not administer to older and more vulnerable people in less well-off parts of the world?
Yeah, this is a difficult moral question, the use of these valuable vaccines. I suppose in the context, if there was absolutely no limit whatsoever to the amount of vaccines available, you'd say go ahead and vaccinate all the children of the world. But we're not in a situation where there's complete availability for the 7-point-something billion people on this world. So, yeah, no, it's a very good argument. And I think at the end of the day, the decision will be made by politicians as opposed to those recommending the vaccination schedule for countries.
Okay, listen, just very quickly and finally, we're hearing, obviously, 70% of the population would be the benchmark for herd or higher. When we have everybody with that first dose, or we have that amount, that percentage, how soon do you reckon before we can drop the masks and social distancing and we'll resume life as normal or as near normal as we can get back to?
I'd say what we'll probably do is we wait until 70% of the population have been fully vaccinated. That's been either with the single dose or the double dose vaccines. And then, much like the Israelis, we'll drop the mask and we'll be able to kind of go back to very much the way we were beforehand. I think we'll have, that'll be the metric, Mark.
Okay. And when do you think we'll be able to have our first Kayleigh?
First Kayleigh, given the way things are, an adult only Kayleigh, we keep children away from it for the moment. I would say by September time we should be able to have
that. Really? So what do you make about Leo pushing then for an early return to the office in August?
Oh, I think that's very merited. I think anyone who's vaccinated at the moment should be able to return to work.
Okay, well look, thank you so much. That's Professor Liam Fanning of UCC. Now,